But in the meantime, let's go to Justin Tai Umbers. We are going to be talking about how the aviation sector is responding to alert level 3 in Auckland, alert level 2 in the rest of country. He is co-chair of New Zealand, of the New Zealand Aviation Coalition. Justin, welcome. Thank you.
Morning, Catherine.
I apologise if I do move fairly quickly away if that press conference starts, but please do update us with what is happening first in Auckland and how the airlines and others in the aviation sector are responding.
Yeah, sure. So as you'd expect, airlines and airports are responding rapidly this morning to the announcement of alert level 3 in Auckland and level 2 for the rest of the country. So the aviation system's now well practiced at this. So measures are quickly being put into place at airports and in the airlines, getting ready for keeping travellers safe throughout the aviation system. So key changes underway, I think the key points are scheduled flights are still operating under alert level 3 and alert level 2. The changes that you can expect are around ability to travel out of Auckland. So in terms of who's allowed to travel from noon today, ex-Auckland, it's essential workers only are allowed to travel, and those people who have international flights to catch, they're also allowed to make their way to the airport. Or indeed, people who are in Auckland and looking to find their way home, they will still be able to travel afternoon. In terms of flights into Auckland, Auckland is returning home, and people needing to travel into Auckland for essential work to be completed there. So that's kind of the ins and outs of who are able to travel, and the system's just gearing up in terms of putting back the measures that we saw under alert level 2 and alert level 3. So that's things like spacing, social distancing at airports, airport lounges will be closed. Some of the terminals will also require tickets to get entry into. But domestic travel outside of Auckland by air will continue largely as normal, albeit with those additional measures in place. So people flying from destinations or to destinations outside of Auckland can expect to, that their flights will continue largely as normal.
What other changes are happening? Are there particular moves on social distancing and how's that to be managed? And second, could you speak perhaps first, I beg your pardon, to requirements to wear masks?
Yeah, so requirements to masks, I think people should expect to be wearing masks on their flights. We're still waiting for an announcement from the government in terms of what their ruling on that is, but it was made pretty clear in their announcement last night that if you're in a situation where you can't maintain social distancing, then people should be wearing masks, and that's a strong recommendation from government. I think people can expect to see that throughout the aviation system as well. In terms of spacing at airports, as I said, there'll be moves to go to the 2 metre spacing, again, at airports up and down the country, even within alert level 2 locations, but in particular at Auckland Airport as well and on the international system. So they're the two sort of key visible things that people will see. And I think the airlines and airports, they're responding rapidly but are asking people to be patient. Obviously, we've all had very short notice around this change. The system's working incredibly hard and working closely with government to get all of these measures in place. But again, just call for those people who are travelling and do have concerns just to be patient and to, wherever possible, just contact their websites and find out information in the first place before calls through to call centres. And also you'll see statements coming out from airlines and airports today which contain further information around what's happening in the system.
What of social distancing requirements on aeroplanes themselves? Are there any? And could we get to a point where there are?
Yeah, so what you'll expect to see at the moment, airlines will be working to put social distancing on board aircraft where loads allow as quickly as possible. And that's the variable factor at the moment. You'll appreciate that there are a lot of, no doubt, fairly full flights that are already booked over the next few days. So that's being worked through with the airlines, but they're and government. But certainly, I think, as we saw under alert level 3, there were empty seats next to individuals, so middle row empty on the larger jets. And I think, you know, we can expect to see that come into place, particularly if there's an extension of alert level 3 on the jets. 3 days and this requirement, you know, running for 3 days, it is very taxing for the aviation system to get things in place this quickly, but everyone's doing the best they can to make that happen.
There had been talk, actually, we might be speaking to Auckland Airport soon, actually, about having separate areas in anticipation of a bubble. But is the whole sector working on various plans for various different scenarios?
Yeah, so there's two scenarios underway at the moment. And I think, as you'll have seen, people will have seen in the media, getting ready for the Cook Islands and a safe travel zone there internationally. So what the system is doing is looking to separate people who are flying into New Zealand from safe zone countries such as Cook Islands, and we hope other Pacific Island nations and Australia in the not too distant future, separating those from travellers who are coming in from countries or ports where there is still community transmission of COVID. So that work continues at Auckland Airport and indeed at Wellington, Christchurch, Queenstown airports. So the aviation system is just putting the final touches in terms of getting ready to be able to have those measures in place where passengers will be completely separated. And that's also applying to, there are some transit passengers coming through Auckland Airport as well. So, that work is well underway and will continue to be so. We don't expect it to be largely disrupted by the domestic announcements.
Justin, the impact on air travel has been so extreme, and we've also seen impacts on the international flights, the government moving to manage and limit the number of international flights that can come into the country at any one time. This is now affecting domestic as well. Overall, what is the feedback you are getting from the airlines about what they are dealing with? We've had a mini revival in some ways, haven't we? We've seen services restored. How much of a threat is the risk of another outbreak here?
Yeah, look, airlines are doing it very tough, and we have had some success in terms of, as you say, domestically, the system got back up and running and has seen good numbers start to travel again throughout New Zealand. So today is a setback in that regard, and we hope it's a short-lived one. I'm sure we're all hoping that this community transmission event gets nipped under the bud. In terms of internationally, there's no question that international airlines are really struggling to operate into New Zealand. We've got a quota in place that effectively limits the number of people who can fly into New Zealand now down to roughly about 13,000 a month, and that's down from nearly 600,000 in a typical month. So it's a massive reduction, and airlines are struggling to be able to maintain commercial presence in New Zealand. The hope on the horizon has been safe zones to Pacific Islands and to Australia, and we continue to hope for that. But the longer that these things push out, the harder it is for airlines to maintain a presence here for the international carriers. And I think inevitably we may start to see some of them pull out if they can't start to get ways to fill their aircraft soon.
Thank you, Justin Tiambas of the New Zealand Aviation Coalition. He's co-chair. Auckland Airport, of course, tremendously affected by this late-night announcement last night, expecting something like 13,000 people through the domestic terminal doors today. We have with us now, it's Chief Executive, I think, if someone would give me that information. Good morning and welcome. I'm Catherine.
Good morning, Catherine. Adrian Littlewood here.
Hi, Adrian. Welcome. Apologies for that. Look, just how have you been managing with what has been a very sudden shift to operations?
It sure has. I think for us, this is returning back to what we practiced during Level 3 and then into Level 2, and we really just reactivated that plan, you know, following consultation with government officials and obviously working with the airline partners. And we're putting that back into practice. So that means, for example, controls on entry into terminals, social distancing,